The regular recommended daily dose of funny is just not enough. Thankfully, we have Extra Funny with TJ and Riggins.
Riggins sent a video to me this morning that is just disgusting. It's funny to a certain extent because the lady who's narrating the video and all is sounds like an old country redneck lady. But the subject matter of this, I don't know. The longer it went into the story, the more sick I began to feel.
Yes.
So we'll play the audio of it. And I think Lindsay is probably going to freak out. But we're going to play the whole thing. It's only 59 seconds. Some people think it's hilarious. Some people think it's funny and to a point. And then some people just find it disgusting all the way around. Okay. Listen.
The guy that did the roof had to poop really bad. So what he did, he came out here and he wiped his butt on those two notebook papers. But he left the biggest pile of duty right there. And guess who kept eating it? Zoe. Then the next thing I know, she's over there. I give her a bath. My husband comes in and says, babe, she's out there eating poop. They must have pooped in the yard. And I was like, oh my God. I wasn't to knock on the door. I would have let them use the bathroom. So then I give her a bath. And then all of a sudden, I keep smelling poop, smelling it. I said, what the hell? I look down. She had threw up all of the poop that she had ate. If you're working, ask to use the bathroom.
I just threw up in my mouth. That is so nasty.
You talk about a bad chain of events right there.
Yeah.
I'm sweating. I'm getting clammy.
I mean, it's bad enough. She's showing the pieces of notebook paper on the ground that they left. And then she showed the poop. I would have believed her. You know, I didn't need visual proof that had happened. I would have preferred if she just had the camera on herself and said, let me tell you this story.
It doesn't make it a lot better, but I think I would have thrown up if I would have seen it. So you're right.
Yeah, probably.
Now,
the poop.
Yeah. The way she's saying it, too. Here's the thing, though. If you're on a roof and you have to go, and let's say it's an emergency, and you fling yourself off the roof somehow and make it to the ground, and you have to go, fine, but clean it up.
Yeah.
But he thought he was in the woods far enough back, I guess. I mean, how are you going to clean it up?
I don't know. But
you could throw the paper away somewhere. You could handle that. But I don't know if you're going to pick up your...
I think just like you would do a dog, like figure out how, you know, I don't figure it out.
Yeah. When you go camping, don't they tell you to like dig a hole in the ground or something and like cover it up? I've never been camping, but I think that's what they tell you to do. Poop in a hole.
That would be logic.
Yeah, he could at least do that, but then leaving the toilet paper or whatever he was using to wipe behind.
The notebook paper.
Yeah, it's like, what's going on?
I always thought the cover it up part when you're camping was you're burying it to keep from attracting animals, like the dog coming. But if you're in the woods, it'd be attracting wild animals and stuff. So
he wasn't a Boy Scout. Wait, I can tell you that.
Yeah. Now, would you go knock on the door, though, and say, can I use your bathroom, and then go in there and blow it up? She said I would have let him use the bathroom.
I mean, you got to go. You got to go.
It's not my ideal scenario. I don't want to do it, but it's better than pooping in the woods and using notebook paper.
Yeah. Can you imagine what the rest of his day was like? Because you know he wasn't fully clean.
No.
He'd be coming home looking like my son's underwear, skid marks. It's nasty.
If you're a new listener, Lindsay's son is 15.
Actually, I hear it doesn't get much better.
No, he's 3.
I know. But
I'm just telling the peoples.
Yeah. But seriously, someone, there was a parent that was like, listen, if you have a boy, it doesn't get much better. Skid marks are skid. Get used to skid marks. I'm like, ew. Girls and boys are so different with that, man.
But you know what? I think that I bet it wasn't even an emergency.
You don't think?
Because there's so many guys that just, soon as they get the urge, they'll just go wherever they are. They won't even consider holding it until they could get home or they can get, and they could, like I said, it's not an emergency. They could easily wait until they get to a facility, or at home, but they don't. It's just like those guys at the radio station. They're just like, oh, I gotta go to the bathroom. So here I go.
And might I do a little, let me give a little PSA. If, I mean, TJ is probably right. He probably could have held it. But let's say you're a person that has Crohn's or some kind of disorder where you, when you got to go, you know, you need in life to figure out what your scenario is going to be when you're not around a toilet. Like you're a grown adult. You need to go ahead and figure out your plan.
Yeah. And I think people who do have those types of issues, they do that.
I hope so.
And like, you know, kids allergic to peanuts, they know things that they can have and can't have. And right. If they do end up eating a peanut, what to do. I think the people who have illnesses like that.
Yeah.
That's what makes me think this guy just had to go.
He's just
like, I'm going to take my break now.
Yeah. You know, now that I think about it, everyone needs a plan like that. Cause you never know if you ate something bad, you know, you never know where you're going to be, when you're going to be. Go ahead and make a plan in your head. Like Reagan's digging the hole. That's a great idea.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that carrying around air sick bags to poop in.
Great idea.
Yeah. That'd be a plan.
You got to hold it there. Do you have to hold it open while you use it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You got to get it just, you know, to stand up underneath you.
Oh. That'd be difficult.
It's like one of those luminaries, those little white paper bags, like with the candle in it.
Yeah.
You're trying to like squat over that thing.
Or maybe get like a paper bag, grocery bag, like bigger. We need a plan, workers. We need a plan.
Yeah. They should make big bags that are like the air sickness bags that have that coating on the inside of them.
That's it.
Yeah. They should make poop bags.
Mm-hmm. They should. They already make a mobile bidet. You attach it to like a water bottle or something. And you basically, I think you just like hold it under you. You just like squirt it up, you know, up behind you. That's crazy.
Yikes. Well,
yeah, I don't think I would like that.
I don't think so either. Every Prime Day, every Amazon Prime Day, they tell me to buy a bidet. I'm like, I don't want a bidet. Stop suggesting it to me. I don't want it.
They know your butt needs it.
I guess so.
He's sensitive.
Yeah. You need a butt pressure washer.
I do. Well, they're like, why is this guy buying Pepto-Bismol like all the time?
Yeah.
It might make sense. Yeah,
you done made the Al Gore rhythm.
Yeah.
This is TJ Riggins Extra Funny. What is new radio? New radio is early access.
Access granted.
Prime and Prime Plus members get early access to TJ and Riggins. Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.